Custom Printing. This is Ethan.
Hey, how are you, Ethan? I'm looking to speak with somebody about doing some custom designs for a wedding.
Sure, yeah, I can help you with that.
Sweet. Well, one of my best guy friends, his name is Jordan, is getting married coming up. Not really sure why, but he is. Yeah.
Okay, well, how about you give me some info about the wedding?
Sure, yeah, he's marrying a woman. Ugh, use that term loosely, named Beth, and I wanted to get a few things personalized for them to show them I'm okay with it. I wasn't at first, but now I've come to terms.
Really? You weren't good with it at first?
Yeah, no. When I first heard the news, I kind of blew up at everybody and got really angry, caused a scene. So been able to get invited to the wedding, and I want to do something very nice that will show that I'm cool with it now.
Okay, great. Good to hear. What did you have in mind?
Do you guys do coffee mugs at all?
We do.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to get two coffee mugs, maybe one that's for him. And on that mug, it would say, like, I'll be the best husband after I have my coffee. Kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, I kind of see where you're going. Okay.
Yeah, and then one for her that says something like, if I don't get any coffee, I'm heartless holding down my husband. holding my husband down probably is a better way to say it.
Okay, I don't think this is going to come across as you think it will. I've been doing this for a pretty long time, and from my experience, this isn't going to work out well.
Oh, people don't really like coffee mugs? Is that it?
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
Do you guys do flasks?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, maybe that's better then, since the mugs won't work. I wanted to get a flask for him that says, remember when we used to have fun? And then I would get her, actually, maybe like a steak knife, you know, that goes along with it that says fun killer on it. Just on the handle of the knife.
If I was them, I really would not appreciate any of this.
So you don't think I should get them a gift for their wedding?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. You should absolutely get them a gift. But in terms of personalizations, you kind of want to, you know, tone down where you're coming from. It just sounds like you're not over it and you're just angry at them.
Well, I am over it, so that's good. Yeah, I mean, once I came to terms with it, I was fine.
I'm sure if I upset you, I don't know why you're getting upset in me. I kind of don't want to tell you anything.
Your name was Ethan.
I don't want to say anything anymore.
Your name was Ethan, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're doing a fabulous job with customer service. No, yeah, you didn't upset me. I don't know why you would think that.
Maybe because you began yelling. I don't know if you noticed that's what happened, but you've been yelling.
Well, I'm on a cell phone. Must have been the signal or something. I don't know. I wasn't yelling. Custom frames, you guys do that?
Yeah, we do.
Perfect. So I thought maybe I could just get a custom frame for the engaged couple, like, and then it would have the date when they got married, and it would say, hooray.
Great. Yes. This is a good thing.
So it'd be, yeah, like hooray. And then in parentheses right behind that, for her. So hooray for her. And then underneath it on the bottom of the frame, words that just say RIP Jordan.
Man, I'm sorry. I can't do that. Listen, you sound like you're going through a really rough time, and I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Whoa, okay. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to give you some time to compose yourself.
Yeah, I kind of started losing it there, huh?
Yeah, and so you need to take some time, and right now, I'm sorry. I just don't think we can help you.
Okay, I got one more item maybe you can engrave for me.
You know, I don't think now is the best time.
I just want to know if you got a new best friend in there, and maybe you can engrave our names together on him so he won't leave me for some horrible woman. Did I sort of flip again?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's awkward, huh? Sorry about that.
Listen, I have other things to do. I've got to let you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, sorry about that. Also, sorry that this is a prank phone call. feeling kind of bad about that thing, too.
Wait, what's going on right now?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker James set you up.
Oh, my God. That's awesome, man.
James, your coworker, told me that you would panic if you had a really uncomfortable phone call. Like this, so. You actually handled that pretty well. You must get a lot of requests like that.
No, not that many, man. No?
Really? What about for a new best friend in there? You got that?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was doing it again, huh?
You're flipping out again. Yeah, exactly.